We're at the Byron Bay Writers Festival, and I'm talking to Karen Williams, who's head of the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Now, tell us about the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, which sounds like a really worthy idea. How did it get started, and where is it most operating?
So we operate across Australia in over 250 remote communities, and we've got a bit of a history. We started in 2004 when our founder, Susie Wilson, had heard about the appalling literacy rates in remote communities and decided that she was going to do something about it in her own community. And that year, through Riverbend Bookshop, she raised over $25,000 and realised that there were so many people out there who wanted to help but didn't know how. Susie lobbied the Australian book industry to become involved, and I joined in 2005, and together with publishers and booksellers across Australia, we helped to raise in our first year $80,000, and then it just grew from there. In 2006, we partnered with Fred Hollows Foundation, and that partnership was very, very productive. And Fred Hollows did the work on the programming, so they went into remote communities and established those relationships and talked about the book supply program. And at the end of 2010, they said to us, we're moving out of literacy. We were one of four projects that they looked after, and we suggest you either form a foundation or partner with another organisation. We tried hard to partner with someone, and it wasn't going to work. And so we bit the bullet and became a foundation. So this is our fifth year. We can't quite believe it. And we've raised in 3 years over $3 million, which go back into our programs.
So describe the programs and how they work.
Okay, so basically we have three programs. Our target audience is the most disadvantaged in Australia, so they're the remotest communities. We offer a free book supply program. Books go to communities where there are no books in homes. There are a few books in the schools. Most of these communities don't have libraries. A lot of the communities don't speak English. The literacy rates are quite shocking. And what our foundation is hoping to do is provide the resources that will interest children right from the word go in reading. So the books that are chosen are always new. They're put together by a specialised committee who've taught in remote communities, who also have the knowledge of what's available and what is good literature. And at least 40% of our list are books written by Indigenous authors or published by Indigenous presses. People like Magabala and Bachelor Press and Fremantle Press. And we work with publishers across Australia. Every year our committee selects up to 100 books, and we are given up to 1,000 books to make that selection from. So as you can imagine, it's quite rigorous. So communities are invited to apply for and get books from us. So it's always with engagement. So there's the free book supply program that's happening. We also do publishing programs. So, and this again is community led, and I've brought some examples here to show you. Where possible, we publish books for community in their language. And to date, we've published books in about 11 languages, as well as in English. And they're books that might have been written by the kids in community, or they might be a practical resource for parents. One book called Reading with Children was actually came about because the parents in Manyaluk said, we need something really simple that will explain what reading is about, you know, how to turn a page in a book, where to read, what to read, what the illustrations mean, what the writing actually means.
So very, very basic things
very
there.
Very basic, very basic. And again, it goes back to not all communities have books in homes. And so what we're hoping to do, our core focus is early literacy. So we hope that by providing beautiful books for the kids and translating them from the word go, that by the time they reach school, they'll be familiar with books. So they won't be coming in and encountering a book for the first time or a book in English for the first time either. So in one community where we're working books like The Very Hungry Caterpillar and Dear Zoo, Where's Spot, with the help of the local elders and parents at playgroup, we've translated those books into the local language, the first language there, and it's having an amazing effect, absolutely amazing. So the first kids, we've been going there 4 to 5 years now, and we've seen the first graduates from playgroup go into kindergarten and year one, and absolutely going in with pre-literacy skills, being able to engage with books and new books, and just loving what's the stories themselves.
So since you started the program, have you been able to measure improvement across the communities that you've introduced it to?
Yes, we're actually in the process of having a major evaluation at the moment, which is so important, not only in terms of the fact that all of our money comes from donations from general public, so we want to be accountable, but also know that what we're doing is effective and to change direction when we need to. So the evaluation that's happening in Warburton at the moment will inform whether the early literacy project is a good way for us to go and roll out into other communities and other languages. The other major evaluation we had in our second year as a foundation, and it looked at all of our programs and it looked at our stakeholders, hate that word, but people who support us from the Australian book industry, people like the Australian Booksellers Association who've been fabulous, Australian Publishers Association and the Australian Society of Authors, just to see how we operate as a small organisation. And that was very positive, the results of that. And what they said, the evaluators said, was it was wonderful to see a small organisation with a lot of flexibility. So we listen to what communities are telling us and we try and adapt and change where possible to meet community needs, because that's what it's all about.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you.